business did you do?
Well, I was in mechanical business before I retired. I worked for several years at Mill Haven as a mechanic, farm mechanic, and also I was superintendent of the oil mill for a good many years.
Do you know where your mother was born?
I do. She was born at Echo, Georgia.
Echo, Georgia?
ECHO, Echo.
And that's in Bullock County?
In Bullock County.
And what about your father?
My father, he was born near Kite, Georgia.
And do you know what county that is?
That's in Bullock County.
Did your mother get to go to school?
She did.
Could she read and write?
She could.
Would you say she had special interest in reading, or did she just sort of do it when she had to?
Well, I was very young when my mother died. I can't remember her special readings. I don't know.
What about your father? Could he read and write?
My father could.
Do you know how far he went in school?
Well, long those days, they had little log house schools scattered about throughout the country. I don't know how far in grades he got. It's hard to say because I don't think they graded them then. It's just you give them as much education at that time that was possible.
So, what would you say your mother's occupation was?
Well, she was a housewife.
And your father?
My father, he was a sawmill man. He sawed for the Farm Manufacturing Company at Echo, Georgia for many years.
How about your mother's parents? Do you know anything about them?
Yes, my mother's parents. My mother's father, he was a hard shell Baptist preacher.
And where they lived in Bullock County?
They did.
What about your mother's mother?
Well, my grandmother, she died before my time.
Okay. How about your father's parents? Did you know them?
My father's father, he was killed in the Civil War. I didn't know anything about those.
And you never knew her either?
I never knew her.
Okay. Did your family ever tell you any stories about that time, like the Civil War? About where they lived, anything that happened in that area?
Yes. When I was quite a small boy, my father used to tell me about Sherman when he came through Georgia, mm-hmm. burning up all the poor people's property and rich also. And at that time, he showed me different landmarks that was left, that Sherman left on his way to the sea. And it's remarkable to know how many different places that you find today that's